Hey guys.
Hey.
Hello.
I'm Jess.
I'm Tara.
I'm Janet.
Welcome to Guided Bullshit.
And we have Jess's mom on today as our guest, which is really exciting. I know we've wanted her on since we've started.
She was actually like our first guest idea, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, because she's pretty much the female Dos Equis guy, the world's most interesting woman. No, you are. Don't. Oh my goodness. No.
She sells herself short.
Yeah, she really does.
I'm really glad you guys think so. I think I'm really pretty boring.
Oh, no, you're not. You're probably, like I said, one of the most fascinating people.
I can't tell you how many times I've come over to Tara's house in the morning and been like, so, my mom.
We've had multiple conversations just talking about you for at least, like, a solid 30
minutes. Not in a bad way.
Oh, no, not in a bad way at all.
Wow, I really set that one up.
Oh, yep. Call her the world's most interesting woman, and she's like, yeah.
Thank you.
Now, the most recent interesting venture that my mother has been on was animal communicating.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Not sure what to tell you.
Okay, let me start though. You told me about this animal communication course, and like the very next day, Tara and I were recording, and like a woodpecker starts like pecking above us.
Are you kidding?
And yeah, I was telling her about your animal totem.
We have like a lot of woodpeckers around here sometimes,
and I was like, we're always like, "Mom's here!"
Yeah, we're like, "Mom is here."
That's hilarious. They assigned the woodpecker to me as my animal totem, and I didn't know what the heck that was about. That's apparently my totem. It's a persevering animal that works hard to provide a home for its family.
I can totally see that.
And I didn't know that that's what it was, but apparently that's the case, so.
It's very fitting.
What made you want to get into this course?
Wow. Well, kind of
did you just, like, look at your dog and be like, you know what, I'm wondering what you're thinking today?
Well, yeah.
There's got to be a course for this.
You want to know how to help them, you know? You want to know how to make them feel better and make them happy. And, you know, Angel's had so many problems. The one dog, the Pyrenees, with hip and knee dysplasia. She had 6 knee surgeries. And
oh, my God.
And, you know, she's on meds, and you want to know, does she feel okay? Is there anything I can do to help her, you know?
Yeah.
It's just really, I always sort of think that there's a way to heal things energetically. I've always believed that, and I kind of thought that maybe this would help open up, if it's real and if it's possible, maybe this could make that happen better.
How did you find that course? Because I feel like that's not something you just, like, type into Google, like, animal talking course.
No, it really isn't. Good question. I think that I saw the first, I think it was an ad on Facebook, truthfully.
Really?
I really think that's where I saw it.
Facebook
first.
Knows you well.
Yeah, apparently.
I know you hate that tracking stuff, but
yeah, clearly it works in this case. Yeah. So, yeah, it's pretty interesting. I mean, I had a reading done on my dogs a number of years ago by a lady who's an animal communicator, Catherine Windfeather Thompson. And it was right after my best dog, Eris, had passed. And she said that, she had never seen anything like this before, and that Eris was resting now, but she was going to come back as a human child in a few years. She was going to be blonde, and I think she thought she was going to have blue eyes.
Oh my God, is it your daughter?
Right, and I haven't ever told you that because I'm kind of waiting for the sign to see if Salem might be Eris.
Oh my God!
I've thought of that because I feel like you never told me the description, but like
she sort of has the same tentativeness, but then playfulness.
Oh my God, she totally does!
Yeah, so I'm kind of watching and waiting to see how that turns out. I don't know.
Oh my God, that would be so crazy.
Yeah, so it would be interesting. She's the best dog ever, and, you know, Eris was born April 23rd. Salem was born August 23rd.
So, oh, my God.
I don't know if
I have totally just witnessed past lives in action. I am so stoked.
That's really cool. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. I'm curious to see how it rolls out. If it rolls out.
Yeah.
I mean, it might be all totally bogus, but, you know, it's certainly an interesting...
That's okay.
Yeah, but so far, like, things have kind of lined up. I mean, the description and stuff.
Yeah, the timing was precise, the... description is precise.
Yeah.
Or pretty darn close anyway, yeah.
I'm just imagining like a dog in my womb.
That's now. Weird as fuck.
I know, but that's where my head
went.
Best
dog ever. So, yeah. You know, just had a puppy, you know.
Yep. So maybe the whole like terrible twos is just like puppy stage, and once you like potty train the puppy and stuff, it turns out to be the best dog ever.
She won't even need a leash.
Yeah.
Oh man, I didn't know we were gonna have this kind of realization.
Yeah,
on our own podcast.
Yeah, I did not either.
So that's sort of where the animal thing, I guess maybe sort of began.
Yeah.
With that and wondering how that was all going to turn out. You know.
I feel like you've always kind of been like, what can I do? Is there a course for that? Okay, gonna go do that.
Definitely. Definitely. I have so many courses on so many things sitting on my shelves.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, what are other courses you've taken?
I tried for a while to really get myself serious and focused, and so I was trying to focus on my work. So I have two incomplete appraisal courses, a coin course that's almost done. I've studied so many things.
She's a gemologist right now.
Yeah, I'm a gemologist. Not a gymnotologist. Some people...
Gymnotologist?
I'm not a jewelry scientist.
Or a gymnast, yeah.
Can you just put jewelry scientist on your card now?
That would be interesting. That'd maybe. We could do that.
You're a truck driver.
Yeah, I drove a tractor trailer.
And a manicurist.
I did nails for a long time.
You've done everything?
Tractor trailer.
Oh, I thought you said a dump truck.
Like, I didn't say dump truck? I meant to say tow truck. I was just thinking about dump trucks. I really like them.
Is that on your list to drive next?
I really want to drive a dump truck.
Make that happen somehow.
I really like heavy equipment. Well, I mean, that's what this whole year, you know, trying to figure out what I'm going to do. I'm exploring, becoming a heavy equipment operator. There's a school in Ohio that looks really good, and I thought, boy, that'd be a great idea. But then I'm thinking, I don't want to work out in this heat.
Yeah.
I'm a wimp. I'm just, you know, right now I can get a shower before work, you know.
Shit.
I do that, and I'm going to have to get a shower after work, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. Just a lot of things to think about. So, this week I got my astrology work report from Edgar Cayce.
From who?
Edgar Cayce. That organization. And so,
Is it just like an astrology spread?
Yeah, well, one was occupational specific, and then the other one is just generally, you know, your birth date and time and, you know, your personality based on all that. So apparently I'm extremely selfish, but also just. I'm very just, and I'll speak up for the underdog and make sure that they get their say.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So they seem to think that a career in law... leadership, which is hilarious. I don't think I could ever be a leader of any kind. truly. God. I have problems with authority, which we've known. That's been firmly established my whole life. I'm not sure what's going to happen now. They were thinking maybe a spiritual leader might be interesting.
Hey, that'd be... Oh, I listened to this podcast, and one of the guys does a mystery school, which is all about, like, getting in touch with this, like, whole other spirituality and taking yourself out of, like, this world.
Oh, yeah,
kind
you'd be
of.
Totally into it.
Yeah, dude, if I can find the information for it, I'll send it to you, because
absolutely, yeah.
I feel like
what's
you would be
podcast?
Perfect for that. It's called Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole.
Oh,
It's a conspiracy theory podcast.
Oh, that's right up my alley.
Yeah. It's so great. And all he, like, one guy's, like, super into, like, the conspiracies, and the other guy's like, yeah, but the spirituality part, like, us, like, connecting with this bigger thing, and...
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and I think it's, like, from the way he's explained it, it's a... I think he was, the part that I'm listening to now, he's in his, like, second year, and then they do it for, like, a couple months, and then they take a couple months off, so you can, like, kind of come back to this reality to try to, like, connect everything together. Sure. But,
does he, like, hiatus from the podcast during this time?
No. He still goes to it. Okay. I don't know exactly how it works.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I can definitely see you going to, like, some kind of mystery school.
Well, it's definitely something to explore, you know. I mean, this spring, you know, during Lent, I thought, all right, I'm going to commit myself. I'm going to pray every day for 2 hours quietly. And so I started doing that. And I was successful. I mean, I got up at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning to make sure I could do this, you know, before wow. Buster had to eat again. He was eating every 2 hours, which was a nightmare.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the cat. God. And you have to feed him with fork, you know. Yeah.
Wait, really?
Really.
What?
Yeah,
this is the most high maintenance cat, Tara.
Absurd. Man, once you finish your animal talking course, you gotta be like, what's up, dude? Why are you doing this?
Exactly, right? Yeah, he's been really needy. Maybe he just needs some attention. I don't know.
Yeah.
So anyway, started doing the 2 hours in prayer every morning, had some interesting insights, you know. Biggest thing, one real cool thing that happened, I was praying and I'm interested in, like, feeling the love of God, and I felt like this cellular embrace. It was the strangest and most beautiful thing, and it was so comfortable and beautiful. And it was unlike church that I grew up in.
Right? Yeah.
Wasn't like that at all. It was a totally different perception of God. And so, you know, continued praying, and then I got sick, and I couldn't do it. And I was sick for, like, 3 or 4 weeks, so there went Lent, and my 2-hour commitment every day, that just died. And yeah. Wasn't getting back to it. You know, animal communication things, started studying that, getting back into meditation, trying to get the chakras aligned and all that stuff that they want you to do. And then we went to Italy, and so that was really fun. and I discovered that, you know, the Italian men like young girls like you. Yeah. So I got hit on once move to Italy. By my French waiter. That was it. Yeah. So that was, you know, a little disappointing, but it's all right. You know. Wasn't really looking anyway. So, back to this. How did I go from there? It's just been kind of like jostling back and forth. And then I ventured into Edgar Cayce thing. And then I heard another guy talking who kind of is more on a spiritual level like that. More of a, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, which means it's right here now.
Yeah.
And you are already connected, which is a lot more in line with how I've always felt about it, but not how what I've been taught about it.
Right.
If that makes sense.
No, it does.
Okay. Yeah, I get that.
Okay. So that's where we're headed now is just feeling the love.
Yeah. I feel like that's like what a lot of religions like preach but never get to because there's always this like block of, I don't know, structure and...
Yeah.
Well, people want to have rules. They want to be told what to do, and so
they don't want to figure it out.
The church or the pastor or who or whatever is going to go ahead and provide that. Sure, you want to be told what to do, I'll tell you what to do.
Okay? Yep.
So, and instead of just accepting everybody and everything just the way it is.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of liking this a lot better.
That's good.
And so my apologies to my children for trying to raise them in that structured thing that we started with. I thought I was doing the right thing.
Well, that's the thing.
I keep trying to do the right thing.
I think that's all parenting is. You keep thinking you're trying to do the right thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But.
No, I think I benefited from that, honestly. Like, if I hadn't have been introduced to that, I don't know if I would have, like, found my spirituality in another way.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I wouldn't have been so turned off to it or, like, or whatever, you know? It was actually, like, really scary. I remember, like, being at, when we first moved to Charlotte, and that was, like, my, like, fall from religion.
Yeah.
And I was, like...
For you, too.
Holy shit, like, Christian God might not be real. I was, like, really, really scared and alone.
Yeah.
But, like, after a while, you're like, oh, but, like, now I actually have control.
I'm empowered. Yeah. Like, yes. Yes. I moved to the Bible Belt and lost my religion.
Yeah. Dude, it is so easy to do that, especially in the Bible Belt, because it is such a forced thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, I mean, it was really, you know.
Like, the most New Age thing I found was, like, non-denominational churches. I'm like, you're still a Christian. Like,
yeah.
Interesting how it's really turned. Yeah. I think for the better. I mean, I feel not as fearful now. I feel much more empowered, just like you were saying.
Yeah.
That's good. Things are more in my control. It's not up to, oh, am I doing the right thing? I mean, I can't tell you how much of my life on my knees praying for the answers to do the right thing. I wouldn't make a move. You were paralyzed by not making a decision because you're waiting for an answer from God.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, give me a sign, but what if that sign never comes? And it's like, you have to do that on your own.
Well, and they don't come.
Yeah.
They don't. You have to make
the decision. I found more, like, signs, like, doing my own thing. Yes. Like, my own, like, aspirations, or, like, when I, like, let go of things, and, like, affirmations, things like that. I don't know.
Just
various different methods of, like, own personal meditation.
Right? Yeah. Rather than worrying about whether it's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think I would have taken a lot of different turns if I had, started off doing the things that moved me instead of worrying about whether it was the right thing to do.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you just live, I feel like, at that point, you just live a happier life. Definitely. When you just kind of, like, let things go. You're not so held on to this structure, or, like, so concerned about, like, what's wrong and what's right in the aspect of, like, the society's eyes, or stuff like that.
Yeah, well, judgment.
Yeah.
And from anyone and any, be it a person or a deity, you're free from that now.
Yeah.
I like it.
I actually just started reading this. This is just a really little thing, but I started reading this comic, that the one we got at the comic book shop yesterday.
Yeah.
And there's this symbol that this girl, one of the characters, draws. And she's like, it's supposed to protect you from the sight of God. So, like, she draws it on, like, door frames when she's going to, like, cheat on her husband.
Oh my God!
Oh my. There's obviously, like, way more into that that I haven't gotten to yet, but that's the only experience so far with that symbol.
Interesting. Very interesting. Well, you just made me think of something else that I was kind of, another thing I was running down recently was sacred geometry.
Ooh.
And crop circles that are so, so beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, and what makes them, and where do they come from, and are they made from above or from below, or how's all that happening? And so
I
started looking at sacred geometry and the different shapes, and trying to see if I could maybe do something with the gemstones, facet them into some shapes like that, or maybe have some of the designs faceted into the stone.
Oh, wow. That'd
be really cool. I think would be really cool. I don't know if I'm going to be able to pull it off, but I'm going to give it a try.
Yeah.
I really liked your idea with that, like, mobile jewelry. Oh, that was really a really cool idea.
You know, too, I was doing a meditation. The crop circles, when I look at them, I see them in three dimensions.
Okay.
So I don't just see them as you know, the two-dimensional flat, you know, drawings. When I see a circle, I see a sphere with other things going on inside of it. Maybe triangles that'll spin around on a line or something, whatever the crop circle looks like. And so I wanted to make some jewelry that would be more of a mobile type of jewelry with movement, instead of just a flat piece of gold in a shape.
Right? That'd be really cool.
So so then I started exploring the 3D printers and the 3D programming and all that stuff. So I was prepared.
Oh, yeah, isn't that another?
That's another thing. In July, I decided mid-July I was going to go ahead and buy the computer and buy the Rhino 3D, you know, jewelry program stuff. But then I discovered that the computer I was going to need, I was going to be about $4,000 short.
Oh, wow. Holy
cow. Which kind of slammed the brakes on that, and so I just kind of ended up landing on Edgar Cayce's page and getting my astrology reading for, you know, $28.
Isn't that funny how, like, we always just end up back at astrology? I feel like anytime I, like, venture out into something, like, some other mystical realm, I'm just like, oh, back to astrology.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, just go look at my horoscope real quick.
Right, right.
Like, get grounded with something again.
Hey, what about palms? I had one of my customers come in a couple weeks ago, and she was looking at my palms and trying to see, you know, about that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, let me tell you about that, too. When I was a kid, we went to Wildwood, my mom and my grandmother and my brother and I. And I had my palm read.
They let you have your palm read?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know.
Your mom and your grandma.
I know. Well, grandma wasn't real thrilled about it, but mom was kind of a little more, she went for it. So, this, you're going to love this. So, so she read my palm, right? And we, you know, did anything you want to know. Well, couldn't think anything. I mean, I was like 12, right?
Yeah.
Well, how many kids am I going to have? Well, she really paused. She hesitated and looked at my hand a long time, and she said, well, you'll have three children. I had you, then I had your twin sisters, and then after that, I had a son who I gave up for adoption. So ultimately, I have three children.
Oh, wow.
Which explains her hesitation and the whole...
Yeah, and also not wanting to... Because if she, like, did
she
see that...
disclose that,
You can't, tell someone that with that, how much that could affect their fate, or, like, if something came up like that, and that could have changed everything.
Yeah, great, you know, hats off to that lady for being really cool about what she decided to disclose.
Wow.
Yeah. Holy so that was pretty interesting, yeah. So then when I, you know... Then I was thinking about getting my palm read and, you know, looked for a coupon for Michael so I could get the ink roller and all that. So I'll probably do that in the next month or so, too. Just always looking for answers.
That's awesome, though. How do you... So, I've always been curious about, like, with, like, palm reading and stuff. I've always wanted to get my palms read, but I haven't. I've gone to, like, a psychic, and they've talked to me for a little bit and kind of, like, read my energies. But how do you tell people that are kind of just, like, BSing everything versus, like, do you just kind of have to take their word for it and just be like, I guess.
I really don't know. I mean, it seems like the palm thing seems to be pretty, I looked through a book on it. It seemed like they were pretty specific. I mean, as specific as they can be about the lines. But the lines on your hand can change.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, at least in the book that I was reading, the palm, the lines can change. And so, you know, my friend has a terrible health line, and she's got horrible things going on with her health. Yeah. And she has no love line whatsoever, you know. I said, well, you know, maybe you change what you're doing with your health, and maybe a love line will appear. I mean, who knows, right?
Yeah.
So it would be interesting to find out.
Yeah. I can see your the lines on your hands changing, because, like, life's fluid, and so, like, things are gonna change, which, if you're, the lines on your hands are connected, then they're gonna change as well with that, so,
sure,
I can see that.
Yeah, I mean, it would be more, you know, any reading, I think, even, psychic readings are gonna be a snapshot, I think, more than, you know,
and
just
I think
what you're doing here.
A lot of it is what you take from it.
Yeah.
Like, as far as, like, finding it, figuring out if something's BS or not.
Yeah.
Like, even if it is, you took something from that and, like, went with it, or you didn't.
Yeah.
Like, there have been, like, readings that I've forgotten about, and then, I mean, most of any reading I've had I've forgotten about, then years later I, like, remember it again, I'm like, oh, dang!
Yeah.
Like, they were right! And, like, a lot of people can say, like, it's self-fulfilling prophecy, but, like, even if it is, it's still... happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, did I, as a 12-year-old child, decide that this is how I'm going to end up with three kids? I mean, come on.
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
you know
no.
What I mean?
Yeah.
That is definitely not self-fulfilling prophecy.
I don't know. I ended up with twins there. What,
yep.
Yeah, crazy math going on there.
That's crazy how stuff like that works out.
Yeah. I want to go get a reading.
Yeah.
At some point. I want to do this little... this. Astrology chart.
Sure,
I've struggled so much because you don't know what time I was born.
I'm so sorry.
But honestly, Lewis and I have figured out my moon signs.
Uh-huh.
Like, Lewis was really, really into astrology.
Oh.
And, like, just reading through some stuff, we're like, oh, okay, you're definitely this.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like a Taurus Aries moon.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've got you narrowed down to, you know, within 15 minutes. I just need I just going to get it pinned down more. So I'll call the hospital and see if there's any way they can find out for you.
Cool.
And I know that I wrote it down somewhere. I actually have three little books and three little binders where I wrote these little letters to you guys about what you had taught me.
Aww.
And they were like, you know, 6 months, a year old, whatever at the time, you know. And I thought I was going to, like, put letters in every year or something in the binding while, you know, where that went.
Yeah.
But I still
Sims
have...
Sims 2 and all of her written books are blank.
Or, like, the first 3 months are, like, really, really detailed, and then it's just like, okay.
Well, and that's with the first child. I mean, the second ones, they get Jack. They might get their name written in the book, you know? Maybe.
They might get a picture
if
there.
If they get a book at all, you know?
Oh, man. Do you plan on ever giving, like, just rereading those letters to yourself, or, like, giving them to Justin?
Oh, yeah. Well, mainly now I want to see if it says what time she was born. It's the only other place I can look. I don't know where else to go. I'm hoping to find it.
That'd be cool now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Interesting. Oh, I had my handwriting read, too, earlier this year. Did I tell you that?
No.
Yeah, I sent off for the graphology report. So that was pretty interesting.
Sweet.
Yeah.
We were Mom got me into graphology a long time ago. I don't know if you got a course, but I got a course. Mm-hmm. Did that. That's just handwriting analysis.
Yeah, I started one book, and it was really interesting, and just kind of, I managed to get myself out of a terrible depression with it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was terribly, terribly depressed, and I just started writing, choosing the letters that I needed to change, you know, those aspects of my personality. Like, I needed to cross the T's higher, of course, mm-hmm. and the G's needed to follow through and be more elegant. So I would just get a dictionary and find words that had, you know, more than one of whatever letter I was working on, and just mm-hmm. write pages and pages of that word over
really?
And over again. Yeah. And it really did, it made a difference. I mean, and maybe it was, it worked. Whether it's the graphology or if it was just me trying to make an effort to change, whatever it was, it did.
That's really awesome. What did your original hand? What did they say about your original handwriting?
She was really encouraging. Like, that I could just pretty much do anything I wanted, and it would be fine. I just didn't have enough faith in myself and didn't trust myself enough to do it. Mm-hmm. And I shared it with a close friend, and she said, "Yeah, that rings true. You can do anything, Janet."
Yeah.
You just don't trust yourself, and I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think that's changed since you've found that out about yourself, I guess? Or is that something you want
to
work on?
I'm trying to kind of deal with it a little bit. And that's part of, like, this whole year where I've just decided that I'm going to make an effort to sort out what exactly I want to do. Because, you know, I love my job. Love what I do. But when I'm in there, I'm going out of my mind, bored with the same thing. What I like about my job is that emotional connection I have with my customer. You know, they come to sell their jewelry, and most of the time when you're trying to generate some cash, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's medical bills or divorce or, you know, whatever it is, you're generally in trouble when you're trying to raise cash. And I get a really good connection with people, and I love that. It's so fulfilling. And then I have a lot of regular customers who come just to see me. I might have 4 or 5 people signed in waiting for me, and they will literally wait for hours to sit with me. They don't want to see the other buyers. And it's really good, and I love it. It makes me feel so good that we have that connection, and that I can help them in more than just buying their jewelry, you know? So anyway, that's what I take away from it. That's what I love about my job. What I hate about it is the long hours.
Yeah.
And I'm resentful because, you know, I'm making the same money today I was making 30 years ago when I worked at the post office. And I've spent a lot of time, a lot of education to be at the same place. Come on. And it's actually not the same place. It's negative. Cost of living's gone up.
Oh, yeah. God.
Yeah.
You know, so you get frustrated in that respect. And sometimes I just don't... It's hard to go out into that office and call somebody into your office, to go out in the reception area and call, because you don't know if you're going to get attacked. You don't know if they're angry. You don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Like, when they're regulars, it's easy for me, you know? I know what I'm going to get. But when they're not, you know, people get angry whenever I tell them that I can't buy your jewelry because, not, I don't say it, but because the diamond that you've got is crap.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
I feel like that's definitely not something people like to hear.
They don't want to hear it, or they spent $5,000 on it, and unfortunately I can offer you $500, you know?
Yep.
It's always a crapshoot going out there to see who's, what you're going to get next.
Yeah.
So that's pretty stressful. So anyway, that's led to a lot of frustration with my job.
Yeah. You know? But what you like about it isn't part of the job. I mean, it isn't the job. It's
Well, coming back from Italy, I discovered on the plane that I can actually get that emotional connection in other places.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. But there was a Ukrainian woman, and she couldn't read the customs form.
Right.
And she had this terrible cough. The poor thing just kept coughing, and I gave her some cough drops, you know, and then gave her the whole bag, you know, so she can be comfortable for a long flight, you know. And then she needed help reading the form, and I was able to help her, and it was just really, and I was, wow, I've got that feeling again that I can help you, you know. And so I discovered I really don't need to work at this job to get that.
Yeah.
So I got to find that somewhere else. Thanks.
Have you, I know you talked about, like, making your own jewelry. Have you ever thought about kind of running your own place? I mean, that gives you flexibility with your hours and stuff.
It does and it doesn't. Yeah. You know? I mean, you're still at the mercy of the public. You're still at the mercy of, you know, having to be open certain hours and all the time. And so I'm not sure. Maybe my own place is not as...
A store,
not a brick and mortar store. Yeah,
right.
Maybe an online thing.
Yeah, definitely
like that. I mean, it's really going to be a niche thing, though. Not everybody's really all that into crop circles.
you would be surprised because they might not be like super into it.
Cool,
but
the people that are,
I've looked on some like on Etsy shops, and there have been like random things that don't really apply to everyone. Like, it is definitely like a certain group that is going to buy it. And granted, they're a little bit more expensive because they're handmade and all this stuff, but they still do, like, from what I can tell, they still do really well. Like, there was a shop that I was looking at, and what I was going to buy, there was only one left of them.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, there's a market for it. It might be really small, but if it's just kind of like, I don't know, it's your thing.
If it's that thing, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure how to go about it now, you know?
Yeah.
That I kind of got myself shut down with the whole 3D thing. At least temporarily, you know? So we'll see what happens.
I feel like those are going to become a lot cheaper once.
A lot more accessible. Sure.
Yeah. Once people start making more of them and stuff.
Well, they are. They really are coming down. You know, the thing for jewelry specific, they've got to be fine. They've got to be refined, you know?
Yeah.
And they're going to... probably stay a little bit costly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even so, I mean, it's not the end of the world for right now. Take
pause
and, you know, maybe find another way to do it. Maybe it doesn't have to be done that way.
Yeah.
So, you said your astrology says you should, like, take this year to plan.
Actually, a psychic said that. And it seemed right. Yeah, no, I didn't get an annual reading. I just got like your general personality report well as a vocational report.
Okay.
So they seem to think the law. I saw fashion designer on there, which kind of I thought was interesting. When I was a kid, I always wanted to do that. But you know, I mean, I was drawing like jeans, and you know, the woman's ass looked really good in the jeans and stuff, right? But, you know, I was also, you know, a Christian, and, you know, you really shouldn't be, you know, wanting to design clothes that are like that, should you? So
yeah.
I kind of let that go by the wayside. So I got out my sewing machine recently and made some cushion covers for the outdoor furniture.
And you know, start small.
And you know, by the time I was done, I knew how to do it. They look pretty darn good.
Well, now I know who to hit up when I need my cushions recovered.
I can take care of that. And I know where to get the good fabric, too. So.
There we go.
Yeah.
So, I really want to know what happened to my frog. Can you talk to my frog?
I don't
know.
You think
you can talk to the frog?
We can try.
I mean, do you have to finish your course to be able to...
Well, I mean, theoretically, no. I mean, I should be able to just kind of go into a meditative state and try to connect with Mr. Frog, but I...
You can just do it?
Mr. Frog.
Well, that's... Or Miss. Was it a...
She has no idea.
I think it was
Narutoad?
No.
I think it was Mr.
I'm sorry, is that your frog's name?
Yes!
Narutoad.
It's
an anime character.
Yeah.
There's Naruto and there's Sasuke, so we named the two frogs Narutoad and Sasuke.
And Sasuke escaped, never to be seen again.
I feel like
actually
really
my
crying.
Bad. Narutoad bit Sasuke's eye out, and then Sasuke escaped.
So Sasuke's the one that's missing?
Yeah. We think. I mean, they're little red-bellied toads, like...
How do you know?
It might have been Sasuke that bit Narutoad's eye out.
He feels dried up.
Dried up?
I feel like he's dried up.
Like he needs his cage cleaned, or like he's dead?
Like the one that disappeared is...
I'm not asking about him.
Oh, you want to know about the living one.
Yeah.
I think her frog's probably kind of pissed. Because he probably wants, like, his cage cleaned and bigger crickets.
Well, I think he's pretty well satisfied.
I accidentally put like 15 crickets in his cage the other day, though. He's probably pretty full.
Belly.
Oh, yeah. I actually had to like put a jar in there and hide some of the crickets so he couldn't get them.
Oh my gosh.
That is too much. crickets.
It was too much crickets.
Do you remember when we lived in the corporate housing and we had the tree frogs, the poison dart frogs?
Yes.
And we had the fruit flies that we were raising?
Yes.
And the at the corporate housing, the maids would come in and clean.
Yeah.
For you, which was really lovely, except that we were raising fruit flies for the poison dart frogs.
Right.
So they were in these plastic containers, you know. And they came in and they saw them, and they reported us for having the place full of bugs. And we had to move out in a hurry.
Really? That's why we had to move out?
Yeah. It was faster than we expected, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And we never really had an opportunity to explain.
They were just like, these people have bugs.
That it was all over our frog. Well, they weren't escaped. They were contained, but, you know, they were mortified
farming
that we had
gnats. You
know, yeah. So that was an interesting experience.
Oh my God.
It's just frog food.
Just. How long does your animal course last? Like, it's online, right?
Yeah, they give you a year to complete it. Okay. She sends you 2 lessons each month to get through it. And she did, you know, like, there was a chakra report, you know.
A what?
A chakra report.
Oh, okay. I thought
you said... So a couple of my chakras were apparently out of balance.
How did she know that?
I don't know. She did a meditation and read my chakras and noticed that they were out of balance.
Which chakras?
I don't remember. I think it was my throat chakra. And my heart was really good. And my root was really good.
Okay.
So, I mean, sex and love was covered.
That's always good, right?
Communication, you know, there in the throat, that wasn't so good. And I can't remember. There was another one that was pretty weak.
I never got into chakras. Chakras.
Well, it could make sense. I mean, it seems like they pretty much align with, I don't know.
I was looking into that a couple weeks ago. I don't remember why, but I, like, wanted to see, like, about, like, which
you
ones
probably, like,
affected
had a conversation
what.
With me.
No, it was, I think it was, I kind of want to say it was at a party that I was talking to somebody, and she had, like, mentioned aligning chakras and something, and I was like, oh, I wonder how mine look, and I was like, I'm never going to be able to figure that out on my own, but so I tried to look it up. And I was like, this is gonna take some time to, like, actually look into. But it was just, like, is it just, like, meditating that gets it back into alignment? That's
really the only way you can do it is to meditate and, like, visualize. Like, she has you visualizing, I think, like the color of the sphere going in a circle or whatever until it's balanced.
Yeah.
Until you feel like it's balanced.
Yeah. And I was like, that seems like such a simple solution to something that seems so complicated.
Yeah.
About, like...
I don't think it's as complicated as we...
Yeah.
We just don't understand it, right?
Yeah. That's the main thing. It's not really that complicated, but...
I think it's a fairly simple thing.
But...
It's nice to meditate and to go through that, you know, to just kind of visualize each of the colors in the... As the sphere is just filling up with that color and then move up to the next one.
Yeah.
Nice and calming.
It is. I actually did some yoga. It was a yoga video. I think it was on Hulu for a while. And so I was doing that, and one of the sessions was, like, where they focus on chakras and stuff. And after doing that, I was like, I feel really okay. I feel, like, okay with the world and myself and the universe. And
that's a good place to be.
Yeah.
I like it.
And then I stopped doing it, and I was like, okay, well.
I hate people again.
I hate everything again.
Yeah. That's about it. Yeah. That's how we roll. Yeah. It's okay.
Oh, God.
I don't think it's ever going to be perfect. I mean, life,
yeah.
You know, it's the hard stuff that makes it interesting. And so, you know, you go through it and then you get back to being balanced again. And
yeah. I think it's
knocked about.
Really about being aware of, like, when things are really out of whack that you need to, like, so maybe I should focus on trying to, like, align some stuff. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. I really think we're at the mercy of some things, like, you know, planets that are moving and the moon phases and stuff like that. I mean, that full moon thing is for real.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, I can be such a jerk.
Every time I see, like, what I think might be a full moon, I'm like, maybe I shouldn't go out tonight. Maybe I should just, like, not talk to anybody at all.
You don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Nuts. Things are nuts.
Yeah. I will have to say that, like, when there has been a full moon, something always has been, like, really, something really weird has happened, whether it's, like, a social interaction or, like, at a social event, something, like, gets completely out of whack, or, like, someone gets in an argument, or and it's just, like, would this have happened if there wasn't a full moon? I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, people misunderstand things and just they blow their tops over stupid stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. Get a little too sensitive about things, all thin-skinned. Yeah.
Yep.
Man. What do you think, Tara?
How are we doing on time?
I'm like 40.
We got some time.
Okay.
It's really funny because I think it was before I ever met Jess, I wasn't, like, super into, like, energies or, like, just the universe in general. I was just like, this is life, and we have to do, like, the structure. And then I lived with Jess, and everything changed. And then I met her family, and things changed even more. Not for the worst, but it's...
Have any of them done quantum touch on you yet?
I'm sure I've tried to quantum touch
you. I'm sure you've tried, and I have been like, what the fuck are you doing? I didn't really, I probably didn't go into it very open-eyed.
Debbie probably did.
Oh, I'm sure Debbie's done it, yeah.
Surprisingly, no. I don't, if anyone, it was you. I don't think Lexi's ever done it.
No,
but
I don't think she
would've. Yeah. Oh, no. Y'all are a very eye-opening
the
family.
The best trick I can do with the quantum touch is make a can of Coke go flat. And
really?
Yeah. Wait, what?
Yeah.
I'm about to give you a beer right now.
Yeah, I know. I was too.
Yeah. It'll work.
How do you...
Okay,
so wait.
Okay.
Wait,
y'all,
first
while
one,
you're listening to Tara talk...
Hold on. I want to, before you do anything, explain quantum touch to anybody that doesn't understand, like, what exactly it is.
It's really about love. You get the energy to run up through your feet, up to the top of your head, down and out your hands, and it just kind of does that circle, that like torus circle, like a donut shape. The energy kind of runs around like
that. We know that shape very well.
Love donuts. Do we have any donuts?
Oh God, I wish.
We get donuts.
Really go for a donut.
We do have candy.
Okay. We have candy. That's we have
for
to
later.
Save that.
So it's a running of the energy, and it generally seems to find what it needs to find to make things better. So you can run it, like I've run energy into my coffee cup if I had some really bitter coffee and made it not so bitter. It's really kind of cool, and it doesn't take very long. And so you just kind of, you get yourself settled, and you visualize that energy flow and feel it if you can feel it, and then you gently put your fingers onto the...
Does it work if you're smoking?
I don't know. Yeah. I guess we could find out.
Wait, can it be an open thing, or does it have to be like, okay?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be closed. You can pour it into a glass if you want.
Right.
She did this to
so
my knee.
So excited about this.
She did this to my knee one time, and I think this was in the early stages, but like, it just got like all tingly and warm.
What?
It was like the best feeling ever. I'm like, sure. Can I get in like a quantum touch capsule and just make my whole body feel
right.
like this.
Yeah, so it's really pretty cool. I've been looking for a class here in North Carolina and haven't yet found one that fits with my schedule to do it.
Yeah.
So I keep hoping that I can do that. I did it with Debbie one time when she fell in the street, and I swear she broke her ankle. I mean, it was swollen, it was huge, and we went to the ER, and the whole time I was doing quantum touch on her ankle, and she was like, Mom, it's just getting so hot now. You really need to stop. So I stopped, and by the time she had an x-ray, there was nothing.
Wow.
So
what?
I don't know if it... I mean, I would have sworn it was broken just because it was gone purple and it was swelling. I mean, it was...
Yeah.
It looked to me like it was broken. I've seen broken bones, you know. By the time we were done, there was nothing.
That is so amazing.
and anyone can do it, you know. It's not something that's like a psychic superpower or anything.
Yeah.
I mean, anyone can do it, you know. So,
let me touch your knee, Tara.
Are you going to try to
no.
quantum touch my
no.
knee? My knee's fine right now.
Oh, okay. Could make it warm for you.
You can do my back at some point. I'm just going to start coming over to your place then and be like, just
touch
work
me.
Was hard.
Yeah.
Fix my back.
Yeah. That's what friends are for.
Yeah, quantum
well, then
touches.
You
got to
learn.
I'll learn. I will.
Will you be our sage?
I think try it. See what you think. See if it's gone flat on you.
It is definitely not as bubbly.
Wait, let me try.
I can't even drink. We just quantum touched the beer, y'all.
Yeah, it's not like,
it's not gone, but for
as long as it's been sitting out here, or, like, open, it should be, like, more fizzy. Yeah.
I also, did you, like, grab this with your hand?
No, I just...
Because there's, like, no condensation anymore.
No, I just touched
it. I grabbed it with my hand.
No, I noticed it when she handed it to
me. Oh, okay. I was about to, like, be like, I've my hands.
We might be totally in our heads, but this was really cool.
Yeah, it was. We're gonna end it on that, because okay. I can't... that's such a high peak. I was so excited about that. I'm gonna learn how to do that.
Okay, good.
There's a real market for flat beer.
Or somebody's just gonna be an asshole to me at the bar, and I'm just gonna be like, yes. Keep talking to me. Do you want a beer? Nobody saw me do that, but whatever. I quantum touched some asshole's beer at the bar in my head. But yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna be turning everyone's beers flat.
Out of love. Oh my god. Okay, guys. If you got any weird courses for my mom to take, let us know.
Or if you, we'll teach you how to quantum touch once we learn how to quantum touch. If you have any other questions for the world's most interesting woman, the new face of Dos Equis.
The new face of this Miller Lite I got you right here, actually.
We'll turn all your beer flat. Alright, well, hit us up at guidedbspodcast@gmail.com.
Check us out on our website at guidedbs.com.
And make sure to subscribe and share with your friends. We can be interesting sometimes.
My mom can be interesting all the time.
Dos Equis. Sponsor us. Was that...
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye.